The sound of South Africa has changed as the daily roar of diesel-powered generators replaces the hum of city living. Load shedding escalated to stage 6 for the first time in history this week, leaving most South Africans shocked and quite confused. Eskom COO Jan Olbehauser tries to reassure citizens by explaining why the latest bout of load shedding is being implemented, and surprisingly, by holding that the utility's outlook has improved from the beginning of this year.
The cause of where we find ourselves primarily is because of the unpredictability and unreliability of our system. Because we haven't maintained properly over the last decade, this is where we find ourselves. So I think that's important to put that peg in the ground. Then, yes, the last couple of days we had excessive rains in the Mpumalanga area where the majority of our coal-fired power plant is situated. And as an example, this morning, you know, the Kriel mine was flooded completely. So we didn't get any coal on the conveyor system to the power station. We had to shut down 2 of the 6 units, and the other we had to taper down completely in order, you know, to preserve the coal that we have in the bunkers. And then, obviously, if you have this excessive rain, you do have significant coal handling challenges. We find ourselves that we do not have the luxury whenever we need to take a unit out to do real proper maintenance on it, you know, and then to bring it back because it's required for the demand of the country. So we do have significant challenges. We always said it's going to take us about 2 years to fix it. But what is important to state in the beginning of the year, in March, just before the winter, we said we had significant load shedding, and then we went through the winter period without load shedding. Unfortunately, where we find ourselves, we didn't predict where we are now, but this is where we find ourselves. So it has been an improvement, you know, since the beginning of the year. You know, having load shedding to this, the magnitude that we are, doesn't look so, but I can assure the public of South Africa there has been positive movement forward.
EE Publishers independent energy analyst Chris Yelland, however, disagrees. He says that the festive season will present Eskom with a golden opportunity to supplement their grid, but warns that should they not properly utilize that opportunity, the lack of maintenance in recent decades will no doubt catch up with the country in the new year.
Well, we are in uncharted territory. We've never had stage 6 before. So this is a first, and I think people are trying to get their head around it. I don't think that we're likely to go into much further than stage 6 in the next few weeks. In fact, I believe that we're likely to see a load shedding ease as we head into the Christmas period when demand for electricity drops anyway. So I think from about the 16th of December, one starts to see very significant reduction in demand, and over the Christmas period, especially so. The question, of course, is what's going to happen next year when demand starts picking up as the new year starts and the businesses reopen and industry and factories and mines really start getting into production. Trouble is that the new generation capacity is performing very badly and not performing like new plant, but rather performing like old plant. So the Medupi and Kusile is experiencing high levels of unplanned breakdowns and instead of being performing well with minimal breakdowns. And this is as a result of various technical issues, design problems, execution problems with this new plant. The reality is today, last week when load shedding started, not a single generating unit at Kusile Power Station was operating. If it had been operating as it should have been operating in 2014, we would have had an additional 4,800 megawatts on the grid, and we wouldn't have had any load shedding whatsoever. So I think one can really say that the new plant is not performing properly, and the old plant is getting older and suffering from unplanned breakdowns, as old plant tends to do. And we need to now look for new generation capacity beyond Medupi and Kusile, and most particularly generation plant that can be delivered quickly, on time and on budget. Got to look towards the customer being part of the solution. We've got to unlock the regulations that prevent customers from building their own generation capacity, rooftop solar PV, or any other form of generation
to meet their own electricity needs and also to deliver surplus electricity over and above their own needs into the grid to help others in the neighborhood.
What is clear is that maintenance desperately needs to be done, and in order to do so, demand for electricity either needs to drop or be shedded. For Multimedia Live, I am Paige Muller.
You've been listening to Final Take, a Multimedia Live production from the Tissot Blackstock Group, publishers of the Sunday Times, Business Day, and Financial Mail.